Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We'll have Sean Merriman on in about 7 minutes. We have results of the Athletic Cowboys poll following the last 3 days of Cowboys news on this coaching search and the firing of Mike McCarthy, or not extending him, whatever you want to call it. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Brian just put up his phone and walked out of the room, so maybe he's working on something. Krusty's Corner's coming up here in about 20 minutes. First question was, parting ways with Mike McCarthy the right decision? What percentage of Cowboys fans do you think answered that yes?
Oh, I'd say
70.
Yeah, 70 plus, maybe even more.
I mean, you guys are very close. 65% indicates it wasn't a slam dunk notion, writes John Mishota, but by a factor of 2-1. You know, I don't know if it was the right decision or not. You know, I don't think the Cowboys are going to get better. Like, he was the best coach since Parcells. They did Garrett. They did so many ones that, you know, I would think could be much worse than Mike McCarthy. But just, I guess, a 35% chance. I mean, if you could quantify like that they get somebody better, shoot. I mean, why not? Do you approve of the way Jerry Jones handled the decision? What percentage said hell no?
60. Oh, yeah, I would say 80.
78%. Giafalo on it once again. What was the worst part about it?
One, you block him from interviewing with the Bears, which makes you think, like, okay, you want him. And then you just, you don't even, the reports are you're not talking to him, what's going on. It's just, everything was in limbo. I think they kind of did him very disrespectfully, personally.
I just think they had so many qualifiers to wanting to bring him back that it's like, clearly you should have just been decisive much earlier in saying that we don't want him. You only want him on this many years. You want to make sure that Jason Witten is going to be the heir apparent, like all these qualifiers, just so you can keep him here for like 2 years. Like, you didn't really want to commit to him.
Yeah.
So that should have been obvious to you then. Like, okay, if it takes all of these things to make it work, then it's probably not worth it anymore.
You know, I think billionaires, the richer you get, the more disconnected that you get. And I would never think of like disrespecting a millionaire Super Bowl winning head coach who, you know, been with your organization for 5 years. But it seems like a strong amount of disrespect how you treated Mike McCarthy there.
Absolutely.
And I don't know why, other than just decades of having so much money. Maybe you look at Mike McCarthy as a little person that you know, you don't have much consideration for. The decision has me feeling like Brian Broda stepping back into the studio now. Got anything you want to share coming up in Krusty's?
No, he's got that look in his eye.
It requires further conversation.
Further conversations.
We're
going to table these.
Sorry about that.
This decision has me feeling like the franchise is lost. No reason for hope. For sure, not sure what to think, hoping for the best, or Cowboys are moving in the right direction. Now, Cowboys moving in the right direction. 6.1% of people voted for that one. That was a
that's a crazy 6.1% right there. And I love you, but I'm usually a crazy one. This is no hope moving forward. Franchise is lost right here.
Now, would it be any different if McCarthy was still here? Is it the like moving on from McCarthy, is that reason, or that was just the reason no matter what?
It's definitely leaning that reason no matter what. I don't think it really mattered much if it was Mike here or not, but how they've handled the Mike thing also just shows you there's really not a plan.
Yeah, I guess I got to see how this comes together. If you go with a really good defensive guy as your head coach and you bring in a whippersnapper, that could bring me into hoping for the best pretty quick. So I know I got to answer this right now. Franchise has lost no reason for hope. I mean, they did just win 12 games 3 years in a row. We've seen them pile up a lot of good. Is that kind of like prisoner of the moment saying no reason for hope? And anytime you make the playoffs, I mean, that's going to fuel you with a little bit of hope. You did that 3 years in a row.
Yeah, just ultimately didn't do much with those playoff appearances.
I think that's why there's no hope, because it's like, man, you've had it laid out for you pretty nicely. It's not like you've just had no chance. You've had pretty solid opportunities to do something, and you've S'd the bed.
And you add in having paid your quarterback, and what we've just been talking about, what's the health like of said quarterback moving forward?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like, what's your time frame? I don't think there's much hope for the next 2 years. Things can turn around pretty quickly. I think this... You know, Will McClay's scouting department has done well enough over the years to have some sort of faith in them, don't they?
That's the only thing that keeps me thinking maybe you nail a draft. But again, in terms of winning a championship,
you know, it means 30
years. It's hard to overlook that.
Who would you like to see the Cowboys hire of these candidates? The Athletic gave you a significant amount of them. Ben Johnson, Mike Tomlin, Deion Sanders, Bill Belichick, who apparently hasn't signed his contract yet, but they're saying this letter of intent is binding.
Yeah, I saw Mike on with McAfee today. Mike's like, I still haven't technically signed my contract, but it's all done. Like, it's meaningless. It's just a story. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Kellen Moore, Pete Carroll, Aaron Glenn, Cliff Kingsbury, Ron Rivera, Joe Brady, and Liam Cohen, the Bucks OC, kind of in that order. I gave you the order of, you know, who got the most to the least amount of votes, but Ben Johnson getting 22% of the votes there. Probably a lot of those guys are Tolos. Aaron Glenn in there with 6.5% of the vote. Mike Tomlin's not going anywhere, is he? That's not even a...
No, that's not a thing. They asked, somebody asked him in his presser about like the idea of a team wanting to trade for you, and he was basically just like, don't waste your time.
I just think Deion would be the most interesting story to cover.
For sure. Know?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, from an entertainment value standpoint, and like a real reason for like, you're not just, this isn't a Jason Witten like circus. This is a guy who actually has head coach credibility here. Yeah. Now, obviously, there's questions to be answered about whether or not he can do it at the NFL level. But this is an actual coach who has earned it.
We know Mike Zimmer would return and continue his career as a head coach. Do we assume he would also continue his career as a defensive coordinator for Deion Sanders as he did in college? That's another interesting angle on this. As we get set now, G-Bag Nation, to talk to Lights Out Sean Merriman. Lights Out Sports TV, a groundbreaking free streaming service. Historic partnership. They'll live stream all practices for the 2025 East-West Shrine Bowl. And Sean Merriman joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's going on, my man? How's it going?
Doing great. And congrats on this streaming app. This is cool. What do you have planned for your new platform?
Yeah, man, this is awesome. You know, as you guys know out there, this is the 100th annual East-West Shrine Bowl game that's coming up. But we have the week of practices down there starting the 25th to the 28th. It'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV, my new free ad-supported all sports streaming services. You guys can download on any major smart TV you got, iOS, Android. But when I tell you that these practices are going to be so interactive, and we'll try to get as intense, these exclusive interviews. This is the biggest confirmed list of high prospects that's ever practiced in the history of these.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fresh Fine Bowl. So honored, man, that they went with us when we liked our sports TV. And also, too, we got some really, really good coverage coming out. And I think you guys are talking about old primetime Deion Sanders. I think he's going to be there as well, man. So I can't wait to see him and some of the other guys, that Shador and Travis Hunter. I think guys, those guys are going to be there as well. So it'd be pretty cool.
Shador going to be playing?
I think he's practicing. He is going to be practicing. I don't know for sure how much he's going to do or what. But anytime you got somebody like him in the building and just access to see his body of work, man, I just think he's a heck of a kid and a heck of a player, man. So I think we're going to get him practicing a little bit.
Yeah, that would be really exciting. Both the Sanders gentlemen are big topics of conversation here. What do you think about Deion as an NFL coaching candidate?
I love it, man. And the thing is, and I understand his stance, right? Because he's a heck of a coach. He's a heck of a recruiter. And they got some top prospects that's going to end up going to Colorado, and you don't want to seem like you're going to jump ship because these other college coaches are going to recruit against him, saying, hey, why would you want to go to Colorado? He's going to the NFL. So I completely understand where Deion is. Also, too, if you get an opportunity, man, to jump and make that move to the NFL, and especially like organization like the Cowboys, you got to consider that. I mean, it's one of these opportunities that you may not get again. You may not get the opportunity because whoever they bring in next is going to be there probably for the next 3-5 years plus, whatever it is. So if you got a real chance or opportunity and Jerry Jones calls you and he's serious, you got to at least contemplate, right? You got to at least think about it. But I 100% understand Deion's stance because you do not want to make it seem like you're going to jump ship from those new recruits and prospects that's coming to Colorado.
You obviously spent time with the Chargers and the Bills. Bills moving on, they're playing this weekend. But we've talked with you a lot about Dak. What do you think about Justin Herbert right now?
I still think highly of him. You can't take away his body of work. There's no doubt about it that he had an ugly performance in the playoffs. And actually, his last two playoff appearances were ugly. They wasn't that great. But you can't take the body of work away from him and what he did during the season. The same thing. I say the same thing about Dak. You know, Dak is a great regular season player. He will go out there. He's going to give you numbers. He's going to put on a show. He's going to be a great leader. And you just hope that one of these years he get over that hump, right, and perform in the playoffs. But until then, that dark cloud is going to remain over guys like Dak Prescott, over guys like Justin Herbert. Can they get the big thing done? And that dark cloud is going to be there until you go out and do it.
What do you know about this supposed fight before the Super Bowl between Ocho Cinco and James Harrison?
You mean the onslaught? I don't want to see a pit bull versus a poodle, right? I'm not looking at seeing it. And you guys know, I've been in the fight business for a long time. You know, I have my promotion with Lights Out Extreme Fighting, but I've been around the sport, man, for about 18 years. And I think that's good for media, and you know, I don't think that is going to happen. I think it's unlikely. But it's entertainment. If people watch it, then they watch it. I don't see it happening.
We'd all be fearing for Chad Johnson's life there.
Yeah, they got to make sure he's on deck just to get split in half. They can take both sides of it. So I don't think anybody wants to get in the cage or a ring or anything like that with Debo.
No. Who in their right mind would want to be fighting James Harrison? That is absolutely crazy.
Not even you would do that, Sean, would you?
Yeah, for sure. No, but I'm different. I'm different. I would actually take that fight if Debo would ever want to do it. There's very few guys that I would actually want to get in there with. He'd be one. I know that fans will love it. We'll put on a great show. Debo versus Lights Out, man, I think. We'll do well selling tickets, and we'll do it on Lights Out Sports TV. You'll make it free so everybody can see it.
Do you train in fighting, though? Would you have an edge with techniques and stuff?
Yeah, I think I got the advantage over Debo. Obviously, he's strong. I've seen him out at the Super Bowl last year. And, you know, I got a chance to spend. I like Debo, but again, if he was actually, you know, if he wanted to do it, I would agree to it 100%. We'll do it in Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll do it on Lights Out Sports TV and make sure that everybody can see it. But yeah, I don't think, you know, I don't think he would do it, and I would have the advantage anyways, but I just don't think he would do it.
Would you turn James Harrison's lights out?
Yeah, sure, for sure. I mean, look, I, outside of the cage and all that, I got a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's a scary dude. But in the cage, I don't think it's something that he's going to have a whole lot of success in. I've just been doing it too long. I've been training against other high-level guys for a very long time, and I just don't think that's something he will want to do. But the fans will see it. The fans will love to see it. I would love to make it happen.
Who's your Super Bowl matchup?
Cool. Look, I'm gonna get hate no matter what I say, which is great. I got a Bills Detroit. Now, and I said this before the season. It's Detroit's time. Philly looks great. They're running the ball well. They're clicking. Their defense is playing much better as of late. I like Philly, but again, right now the way Detroit's playing, they're playing loose. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is the closer you get to the playoffs, you know, AFC and NFC championships, coaching and coaching staff, they get really tight. They start doing things uncharacteristic, but that's not the Lions' case this year. They're just playing freely. They're running trick plays. They're energetic. There's nothing changes about these guys in the big game. So I like them in the Bills this year. And I hate to go against the Chiefs. It's going to sound like, you know, kind of being a hater. Obviously, they're in the AFC West division. But the Chiefs this year, I saw too many weaknesses. You know, the box snap against the Raiders, the blocked field goal. They're winning games that they probably shouldn't have won. And when you start to go against teams like the Bills, right, or any upscale team, you can't win ball games like that. You got to beat them convincingly.
Hey, Sean, as you know, we're going through a coaching search here. I was just curious, what kind of head coach do NFL players want to play for? And are the coaches of this day and age like the type of guys that you would have wanted to play for?
You know, yes and no. But, you know, for me, I never needed motivation. Like, I didn't need a rah-rah coach. It was always good to have. But I always liked tough coaches. I played for Marty Schottenheimer, right? I like the Sean Paytons of the world. I like those tough coaches because once you go out there and you prove that you're willing to lay out in the line, you prove that you're willing to work, they love you to death. They don't like the ones that don't like to put it on the line. I think in today's game, you have to have a head coach that can relate to some of these guys because it's a different time. So you have to have some of these coaches. And that's why I think that Deion would be a good fit out there because he's a player's coach. He played the game, so he got knowledge. He also got the respect because of who he is and how he coached. But he also, man, Deion has a young spirit about him. He's not like an old guy that has old school tactics and stuff like that. Like, he has a young spirit about him that can relate to a lot of guys. So the time is different. You have to get a relatable coach a little bit nowadays.
Lights Out Sports TV, free streaming app, streaming all of the East-West Shrine Game practices. Download it, smart TVs, iOS and Android. Thank you so much, Sean. Best of luck to you.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
Salute. There he goes, Sean Merriman here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. From there, we now jump into some Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts about these playoff games coming up from the nerd's perspective. We'll do that next.